Thank you, Mr. President. We thank and congratulate the Salvadoran delegation for the comprehensive national report presented here today. We commend the Salvadoran people's aspirations for advancing democracy, equality, justice, rule of law, and human security. These aspirations positively manifested themselves in the parliamentary and local elections in 2018 and in the presidential elections in 2019. We are glad to note that El Salvador has made a measurable progress in combating endemic gang violence and organized crime, as well as in ensuring human security in recent years. In this sense, we welcome the adoption of the Safe El Salvador Plan in 2016. We welcome the amendments to the counterterrorism statute, which now classifies gang groups and criminal networks as terrorist organizations. Inclusion of human rights and employment of new techniques in the training of the police officers is also praiseworthy. The legal criminal processes and disciplinary sanctions applied to the police officers must be recognized as another important step forward. We express the readiness of the Turkish authorities to assist their Salvadoran counterparts and recommend that they continue their endeavors to improve their capacity to prevent violence and to tackle with the persistent challenges towards public order and human security. Turkey wishes El Salvador a successful review. Thank you, Mr. President.